limits the din of ben sor mara very much. The din only applies if the both parents are healthy. If one or the other or both is a bigger or a gidain or a suma or a cheresh or a ilain, so there's no din of ben sor mara. And then the Mishnah says another condition. There's the Achilu Rishayna and Achilu Shniya. So the first Achilu Rishayna, he steals money from his father. But one time it says Achshigna Mishalav Avu Mishalim on the top Mishnah and Ayin Alchem and Al, steals money from both parents, and he goes and he buys meat at a bargain rate, at a cheaper rate, and he buys meat and milk and he eats it like a real gangster with it. So there's no din of Ben Sarman. And then the Mishnah says another condition. There's the Achilu Rishayna and Achilu Shniya. So the first Achilu Rishayna, he steals money from his father. But one time it says Achshigna Mishalav Avu Mishalim on the top Mishnah and Ayin Alchem and Al, steals money from both parents, and he goes and he buys meat at a bargain rate, at a cheaper rate, and he buys meat and milk, and he eats it like a real gangster with a bunch of gangster friends of his, and it's only in 3 months of his life, right after Bar Mitzvah, the first 3 months, sometimes less than 3 months, very, very restricted. So the first time he steals money and he buys Basta Yayin and he eats it with the Chevre Chabur Shekula Srekin, we give him Malkus. And the second time that he repeats it, so we give him the Reinish of Miso. Not that he really deserves the Reinish of Miso. The Aver that he did doesn't really correspond to the Reinish Miso. So the Mishnah says on the bottom of Ayin Aleph on the base, that's what we call Ben Sor Hamoreh, Nidon Al Shem Sofo. We give him the death penalty now because that's what he's headed for. We say he really doesn't deserve it, but Yom Zakah by Yom Eschai. Better that we should kill him now when he's still basically innocent of anything. He didn't really do such a terrible avera. Rather than to wait till he becomes a real murderer, a real gangster, and then he'll for sure deserve the death penalty. So the Mishnah has another condition. The last line of Ayin Aleph Manal, that the whole din only applies. The Bezdin to give Malkus in general is a Machlekes HaTanaim in the first Mishnah. What is the Bezdin of 3? A Bezdin of 23. A Bezdin for Mamanis is enough, a Bezdin of 3 Rabbonim. And to give Din in the Fashis, to give the death penalty, you need 23 Dayan. To give Malkus is a Machlekes HaTanaim. But the Malkus is Shloisha, or Malkus is the Esim of Shloisha. So we pass the Malkus is the Shloisha in the first Mishnah. So here the Mishnah says, in Aniskal, the last line on Ayin Aleph and Aleph in the Mishnah, we only give him the skill of the death penalty if you have the same 3 members of the Bezin who were there when we gave him the Malkus. The Bezin for Malkus was consisted of a Bezin of 3, so that those 3 people have to be there together with another 23. And then it's Kashisham Shlosha Harishayim. You have to have the first 3 incorporated into the Bezin of the 23. How do you know? Because it says, Benenu Zeh. The word Zeh means, Zeh Shaloka Bishnechem. This same character, the one that you people just gave him the Malkus, so they have to be present. So the Gemara points out, how do you learn out 2 things? The Gemara on the top of Amen Beis points out, how do you learn out 2 things from the same word Zeh? Zeh, we use to darshan Zeh Vavai Sumin. Whenever it's Zeh, like it's the Gemara says in Menachos, HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim and Parashas Boy Kozer Eiv Kadesh, that the Rabbani Shalom showed Moshe and Aharon the Levana, and he showed them, you see what it looks like whenever the Levana appears at this size, that's the Shear, and the Bezin should declare that it's Rosh Chodesh. Or it says V'zeh Maaseh HaMenorah. So the Gemara in the same Daf says V'zeh Mamamesh and Iskasha Moshe Rabbeinu V'maaseh HaMenorah. He didn't fully understand what it's supposed to look like. The Rabbani Shalom showed him a Menorah Shalesh. And that's when he said, "Bezeh my seminar." Or when Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Zeh yitnu kol ayral apkudim." Moshe Rabbeinu said, "By the machzah shekel." So also, the Rabbanu Shlom showed Moshe Rabbeinu a machzah shekel shaleish. Or the Gemara says, when Moshe Rabbeinu was showing all of the dinim tameim, the shiratim atameim, says zelachem atomi, he said he picked up every behemah, he picked up the shiratim tameim, and he showed the kolos all what it looks like. So the word Zeh always has the connotation of something that you can see. Zeh kelim yanveyu. The Medrash says Zeh kelim yanveyu at the Kriyas Yamsuf. So the Gemara says everybody was married the Yetzba Rosh, and Shiv Chavayah, Masher Sherot, Masher Leroy, Yefeskot, and Luzi, the Maisa Merakovah, that there was such a Gilu Shechim that they were able to see some divine heavenly light or something. They saw up some Mara Hashchina there. They said Zeh. Here also it says, the name is Zeh. Nein is that means that the parents are able to see. that if one of the parents is a suma, he's not able to see. So he can't say b'neinu zeh. So on the one hand, he darshan the word zeh to mean zeh, but by assuming that the parents have to be able to see. And then we go with darshan zeh, b'neinu zeh, zeh shaloka b'shneichem. This is the same chevraman that you three bayonim gave malchus to. The parents say, this was the one that you were instrumental in giving him malchus the last time around, so now he got it again. Now they want to give him the Yornish Misa. So the Gemara asks, how can you learn two things from the same word? So the Gemara works with that. It's not exactly from the same word, two different words. Okay. That's what the Gemara explains. But basically, whenever it says there, it does mean something that you can see. That's not the Boshep shot, but that's reading in between the lines. That's one of the Midrash HaTanya Reshes then. So you read in between the lines and you understand whenever the word there is used as the connotation of some audiovisual aid, something that you can see. That's what the Gemara says, Babu Zoas Hashem Li Vitzesim in Mitzrayim, that when you tell Sipi Yitzis Mitzrayim on Pesach night, B'shoshim U'nochim L'fanach, you have to have the matzah, the Korban Pesach, the matzah and the Mora, either all three, or one of the three, whatever, U'nochim L'fanach, and that's what the Gemara says, that B'zman Hazeh there is no Korban Pesach, so that you can't speak about. And Mora is also, B'zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon. Mora is only Min HaTorah, B'zman Shiyesh Korban Pesach. What about matzah b'zman hazeh? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, in the end of Pesachim. The matzah b'zman hazeh is the Raisa. That's what we assume. Despite the fact that the Mora b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanon, because Mora has to be only in connection with the Korban Pesach, but matzah b'zman hazeh is the Raisa. And there's one opinion in the Gemara that matzah b'zman hazeh is also only the Rabbanon. Because matzah is only the Raisa, b'zman sheyesh Korban Pesach. B'zman sheyesh Korban Pesach, so there's no matzah either. So then the Gemara says in the end of Pesachim, if there's no Korban Pesach b'zman hazeh, the matzah is only the Rabban, the Mor is only the Rabban, then the Tzipitzis Mitzrayim is also only the Rabban. Why? Because there's Babu Zeh. Babu Zeh la'amartel b'shosh yesh matzah u'mor menachem l'fanach. So you have nothing there. On the level of the Raisa, you have nothing to show. So then there's no mitzvah of Tzipitzis Mitzrayim. You only fulfill Tzipitzis Mitzrayim if there's something there. And you can point to it and say, Babu is there. So that's what the Gemara Pesachim adds on also. The Gemara quotes this Mishnah in Pesachim. So the Gemara adds on, a Suma is Pata Miloy Mahagada. That's how the Gemara starts off. Then the Gemara questions, maybe some things left, maybe the Maskana doesn't remain like that. But at least the Gemara starts off like that. It's not so clear what the Maskana is. So the Pashtus is why? Because it says, Babu Zela, Marte Lebeshosh Yesh Matzah Roman Ochum Fonecha, and he's Mara Be'etzba, and he points to the Matzah, the Pesach Matzah and the Mor. If he's the Suma, he himself can't see it, so then he can't say Zeh. So the Gemara says, just like the Mishnah here, darshan from the word Zeh, b'neinu Zeh, prat mesumin, so to over there, you should darshan Baba Zeh la'amarti, the Suma. So Suma is patam miloimar hagodim, midirabbanon mistam yischayiv, Taisis discussed. Midirabbanon mistam misuma yischayiv, loimar hagodim. But at least minatari is not chayiv. That's why there's a question a lot of times. The family gets together on Pesach night and they have a Seder all together. So many homes, only one person says Kiddush. I never saw, they told me in some families everybody says Kiddush. The men, the women, and children, everybody says their own Kiddush on Pesach night. Even if all year long only one person says Kiddush, on Pesach night everybody says their own Kiddush. I never saw it. So if you have a practice that only one person says Kiddush, so let's say, what if the Mechabe, the Zayda, that he should say Kiddush? What if the Zayda is a Sagi Nohar? So can he say the Kiddush on Pesach night in order to be moitz by everybody else? So in Shulchan Aruch, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that in Shulchan Aruch it says that the Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kaisis. Not only the drinking of the Kiddush is the first of the Arba Kaisis, the reciting of the Kiddush is the beginning of the Tzipitzis Mitzrayim. The reciting of the Kiddush is the beginning of the Haggadah. It's not that Kiddush is Kiddush is Kiddush. Kiddush Pesach is like Kiddush on Shavuos and Kiddush on Sukkot and Kiddush on Shabbos. In Kiddush on Rosh Hashanah, no, Kiddush on Pesach night is a double mitzvah. Number one, it's Kiddush, like all the time, and number two, it's the beginning of this Bibi Tzitzis. It doesn't just begin with Avodim Hayinu. It doesn't just begin with the story. The Kiddush already says that today is Pesach, Lan Cheres Leinu, Zechon Tzitzis Mitzrayim, so already incorporated in the Kiddush is the beginning of this Bibi Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So since the Kiddush is the beginning, and the Gemara says, strictly speaking, the Sumas Potom, Ilama Hagodah, some it's not proper to have the Zayda can say the Kiddush. Then they should have someone else who is not a Sagi Nohar say the Kiddush again a second time to be Moitzi everybody. Because the din is La Potam whoever is potter min adorvein moitzi sarab min dechai vasim can only be moitzi the others if you are mechuyiv on the same level as the others. Maybe the summa is chayv min the rabbanan, but the others are chayv min aperet. So his chiv is not on the same level as their chiv. Some you're missing a big chunk. Every word of that God is clearly not miyakev. A lot of that God is not miyakev. But l'chorda u'misakein, the tzipitzis Mitzrayim should be fulfilled in this framework of four broches alakos, the kiddush alakos, and asher gialanu alakos, and the birchas hamazon alakos, and then the birchas hashir alakos, and then you fill in a lot of things in between. So a lot of those things in between are not miyakev. But if the whole kiddush is missing, so then everybody drinks their own abikosis, so the drinking is no shayla. That the zayd is not going to be waiting me with the drinking, I'll drink on my own. But the reciting of the kiddush should be the first unit of the Haggadah. So Mstama, that's not right to rely on a summa to slay that. Anyway, that's a shayla there in the Gemara Pesachim. Oh, here it says on the side, Pesachim Kuf Tezayin. Here on the top of Omen Beis, Ayin Aleph Omen Beis, they give me the cross reference. So in the last parak himself, the Gemara quotes the Tzushtal, just like Yidarshin Zeh, Prat L'Sumim, over here, Menu Zeh, Prat L'Sumim, so there also be Darshan Bab Zeh, Prat L'Sumim, like all the cases of Zeh. That means something that you can actually see. Okay, well last week we got up to the Mishnah, Anayin Aleph on the days. So the Mishnah we already began, we learned a little bit about this, that the Din is... The Mesorah and Morah is only in the first 3 months following Bar Mitzvah, and if within the first 3 months following Bar Mitzvah he develops so much Seor on the Eber HaErva, he keeps Zokin HaTachton, so then also he's off the hook. Also if he gambles from the father after he keeps Zokin HaTachton, then there's no Dina Mesorah and Morah. So the... That's what we pointed out last week. They seem to be two different pturim. When you look in the Rambam, they're really from the Gemara like that. And the Rambam just quotes it as it says in the Gemara. The Rambam does not blend them in together. After 3 months, he's thought that because you can't really call him a bain sorera mare. Kiliish bain sorera mare means bain valoyav. So even though he's not a father, he's not nowhere near becoming a father, since theoretically, if he would have married a girl on the day of his bar mitzvah, and she could have become pregnant on that very day, a katan's ain't a roi laholit, but a godl is roi laholit. So if he would have gotten married on the day of his bar mitzvah, and the wife would have become pregnant, it would have been hukar rubra, theoretically, 3 months later, because the pregnancy is 9 months, and after 3 months is considered hukar rubra, so he would have already been considered an av. So that's called dain v'loi av. And even though he's not, he didn't get married right away, that's ben the law haroi lekros alav. Since theoretically, it could have been like that, so it's already not included in the parsha of ben saramar. If he's a ben and an av at the same time, so there's no deal of ben saramar. So that's what the Gemara says, the drasha, that after 3 months, if he steals money from the parents 3 months after the bar mitzvah and he starts the whole story, there's no deal of ben saramar. But that doesn't say in the Mishnah, that's what the Gemara said 3 months. Bein v'lo ha'av, bein v'lo ha'roi l'krosa. The Mishnah only had the din of hikib zokin ha'tachna, that's the first Mishnah, samachet on the base. And this Mishnah, an ayin alf on the base, hikib zokin, hikib zokin. Hikib zokin we saw in the Rambam, like in the Tshuvas HaGoyim, that just like by a girl, there are three stages. There's a kana, there's a nara, there's a bogera. So too, by a boy, there's a cotton, and then there's a gadol, and then there's a bogera. And the intermediate stage is still Bishu Savi, like by a girl. It's been the rare Beis Avi, a Ketana is Beis Avi, and an Ira is also the Beis Avi, partially. When she becomes a Gedola, she leaves the Beis Avi a little bit. When she becomes a Bulgaris, then she leaves the Beis Avi Lagamri. There's 6 months, the Gemara says, 6 months between Nairis and Bargus. When the girl reaches 12, Yud Beis Shanami Yamlech, she becomes a Bas Mitzvah, she becomes a Gedola, so she's an Ira. And Amar Narish Lebargus of the Shishal Adash Mubarak, at the age of 12 and a half, she becomes a Bogeris. So when she becomes a Gedola, a Naira, she leaves Rishu Savira, Bimikza, some of the dinim no longer apply. Father no longer has right to sell his daughter as an Omar Ivri. Even though no normal father is interested in selling his daughter, but the halacha indicates that the daughter leaves the Rishu Savira partially. But then when she becomes a Bogeris, then she's Legamrei Chutz Rishu Savira. That's called Yisrael Mevachayavir. The Mishnah in the end of the Torah calls she has a mother and a father, and she's still called the Yisayim of the Chai Avir. The halacha treats her as if she's a Yisayim, because she's no longer Bishus Avir. Remember, I once asked Anna Bechina in class, what's an example of Yisayim of the Chai Avir? So one of the guys wrote, the mother died and the father's still alive. It's very simple. Yeah, Avada, that's Yisayim of the Chai Avir. But I meant the technical, the Mishnah, the end of the Dharm has a technical category. Yisayim of the Chai Avir means the girl was a Bogeris, it's Yisayim of the Chai Avir. Or if he married her off, he already did Nisuin. If he only marries his daughter off, she only had Aries sin, so she's still Bishus Avir a little bit. Father can still be Mekabel get. Then once she gets divorced, and once the husband dies, so she returns back to the Rishus Avir. This wrote the Rishus Lav. If the husband dies during Erisin, she returns back to the Rishus Avir. But if the father marries her off, Erisin and Nisuin, she's Legami Nisuin, and the husband dies, or the husband gives her get, she does not return back to the Rishus Avir. So Nisuin is also Motzi Rishus Avir. So the Mishnah in the end of the Dorim refers to such a girl as also Yisrael Bebechai Avir. Her husband died, not the father. Both parents are still alive. But because she already had a Nisuin, so she's Yotza Legami Mishus Avir. So by a girl, we know that there are three stages. There's a Ketana, an Ayir, and a Bogeris. And by a boy, that's what the Mishnah is telling us over here. That's how the Rambam and the Goinim have it like that. When the kid is the Ketan, he's still Mishus Avir, and we get to a certain degree. When it becomes after Bar Mitzvah, he's still Mishus Avir, until he keeps Zokan HaTachtam. And the simonim on the body, the simonim of development, are a little bit parallel to the girl. When does the girl become a bogeris? Also when there's physical development, that she's more mature than she was before. So the child, the boy, up until he gives up, and Ataftan is like a nar, like a parallel to the naira, he's still bishisavi. After bagrus, so just like the girl leaves with Shusavia, so the son also leaves with Shusavia. So that's the Loshon that the Rambam writes over here. He's no longer Bishusavib, so therefore there's no din of Ben Soramor. So it's not exactly the same, the two dinim. The din of 3 months is a din of Hikuzak and Atachtan is slightly different. The 3 months is a din of Bein Valoy Haroi Lutrosoav. And the din of Hikuzak and Atachtan is a different part. It's Yotza Mishusavib, he's not under the shlita of the parents anymore. So that's why there's no longer a din of Ben Soramor. So here the Mishnah has the din. Let's say the kid that Shanki Gamdet, he already did the Achilu Rishon and Achilu Shni. He did everything before the 3 months are up, before he keeps Zalkan Atartan. And then before the Bezna has a riot, before the Bezna has an opportunity, before they had a chance to make a Gmar Din, he runs away. And when they, and you can't, Ain't Gmar Din Shabbat the Melo Bifonov, you can only make a Gmar Din when you catch him. You can't make a Gmar Din in absentia. The Pasuk, it's learned out from a Pasuk in the end of Chumash Bamidbar in Parashas Masri, it says, Arom do lufnei oigala mishpot. So Rashi in Baba Kama, Dachnam, hey, the Gemara has a machlekes hatanayim in Baba Kama, does that halacha, ain't gomer dina shalor, the middle of the funnel, does halacha apply to Ashur and Iskal? Because once in a long while, the Torah has a din, you make a Gemara din on a Be'ena, l'misa. Ashur shahor agas ha'odom, or Ashur ha'raveya v'anirva, is also Ashur and Iskal. He gives skila. So the Gemara has a machlekes of Yudin and Rabbanu, whether gomer dina shalor, shalor b'funnel, or not. So Rashi writes on that Gemara, and Dachnam, hey, where is the mocha by Odom? So the original pasuk by Adam is Adam delafnei delam mishpat. You can't make a gemar din shalei b'fana. So the shail is, there's another din. You can't be mekabelatus shalei b'fnei bal din either, because it says in Parshas Mishpat, "Who had bido olav?" Who had means the witnesses testify in the presence of the bal ashor. The witnesses come and testify that the shor is a shor amuad, that it killed, it did negichas, it did hezekim 3 times. So the shor becomes a shor amuad. So the Baal HaShor pays Nezik Sholem Min Ali instead of paying Chazi Nezik Min Guf. So from that process, the word Bevola, we derive the din at the end of Baba Kama. Yovah Baal HaShor V'yam V'Baal HaShor, when they give the Havodah Seder, same Kam Nezik Shloi B'Fein Rabdeh, the Shloi B'Fein Baldin. So the Gemara says in the end of Baba Kama, that if you're going to be Mekabalevis B'Fnei Baldin, but the Baldin is a cotton, let's say the kid, I have a case against the kid. His father had a business, the father died, he took over the business, not even Bar Mitzvah. So what good is it you're going to have the witnesses testify in front of the kid? The kid doesn't understand what's going on. Or even if he's a super genius, but the halacha declares that children before bar mitzvah are considered la bar das. So since he's al pidin considered la bar das, so vajah help the smear that you mekabelatus bifnei baldin. The bifnei is the equivalent of shalei bifnei. So the Gemara says you cannot be mekabelatus bifnei baldin shehu katan, because that's the equivalent of shalei bifnei. But the shaila is that's by Kabbalah Seredis Bifnei Baldin. The word is you have to be Bifnei Baldin, who's a Bar Seichel, who understands what's going on, who can challenge the witnesses. He can go Dingzach and he says, what do you mean? That's what happened.
Ah, but didn't you notice that this was happening? The other thing, how can you testify that this is what happened? You didn't chap the whole story. So the Baldin can challenge the witnesses and he can be mashlam the drisha l'chakir. So if the Baldin is al pidin, a kotn is al apadra. So that's considered shalad b'fonav. What about the aloha ein gomen dina shalad mel b'fonav? You have to make a gmar dina b'fonav. That's also a vort that he should be able to challenge. What is he going to challenge? But the Bezin already heard the whole story. They already sitting shivin akim to decide whether it's chayv misa or not. So the judge is going to bang down the gavel and he's going to say, we hereby declare that you're chayv misa. So what's going to help now? He's going to start the dinsach. There's nothing to dinsach now. We already heard the whole story. So that's why sometimes I'm hold that this halacha of bifnei baldin is not the same as mekabel meid is bifnei baldin. Ein gomer din shalom the melo b'fanav just means b'fanav. The gemara din makes him into a gavrik tiv. It has to be b'fanav. So that din applies even, that din makes sense that it should apply to a behema as well. Ein gomer din shal shor el b'fanav should apply to behemas as well. The other Tana says no. Just like the halacha of Kabbalah say this bifnei baldin means a baldin who's a bardas, if he's nishkin baldas, it's not called bifnei baldin. That's the gemara in Hagozel Kameh. So too, ein gomer din shalom the melu b'fanav that's learned by Adam del afnei de la mishpat from that pasuk also means bifnei baldin that is a psarat b'fanav means he's a bardas. But if it's an animal, then it's anybody alav bardas. Even if it's going to be b'fanav, it's the equivalent of shalom b'fanav. But the pasuk says that you make a gemar din on the shor on nisko. So obviously there's no need for b'fanav. You only need b'fanav by an adam. You don't need b'fanav by them. Anyway, so that's a machlek v'satanam there. What's the nature of the din? A gemar din b'fanav, b'fnei baldin. Some we discussed earlier. There's one opinion in Rishon, you even need a gemar din b'din imam b'fnei baldin. 2 days in Rishon. At the end of Perek Zebur. Gemara said at the end of Zebur, if you have, let's say there's a din tari here and it's takashver ashar, then the rabbanim on the din tari can't be machriya. They don't know what the din is. So they send a letter to the Bezna Gadol, send a letter to bigger rabbanim, and they send them back. So what do you mean they send it back? They send them back what the din is, and then we paskin b'fnei baldin, or we send them the whole description of the case, and we refer it to them, and they paskin shalei b'fnei baldin. So that's a big machlokes in Rishonim and in Shulchan Aruch, in the Chayish Mishpat. When it says, if the Bezin doesn't know, and they refer it to a Bezin Gadol Meham, to a more learned Bezin, so that we send the whole Shaila to them, and they pass Kinshaloi Bifnei Baldin, because the requirement for Gemar Din Bifanav is only by Nefashis. What do you need by Gomen is Gemar Din Bifanav? Well, no, Gemar Din always has to be Bifanav. The Bezin over there, the Bezin Gadol, the more learned Rabbanim will send a Tshuva to us, the local Bezin, and we'll review it. And then if we'll be maskim, if we'll be kafuf to their psak, we'll be maskim, then we'll make the gemar din b'fanav. So that's also a machlokes, whether you need gemar din b'fanav only by nefashis, or even by mominis, whether it applies to shor. Anyway, here the Mishnah is talking about a kid. Barach, the kid ran away, so you can't make a gemar din shalai b'fanav. That's the premise of the Mishnah. You can't make a gemar din in absentia. So you have to wait till we catch him. By the time we catch him, he's already after he gives up an atrata. But then the Mishnah says, Patur, the Bezin has no right, they don't have the ability to make a Gemar Din now for the Aver that he did before. If a person was Machal Shabbos 100 years ago after his Bar Mitzvah, and now he's age 115, and we finally catch him 100 years later, and he did Shuvah 100 times over every year, Yom Kippur did Shuvah, and that was a big tzaddik, it does make a difference. There's no statute of limitation. We give him the Bezin Shalmata, we'll give him the Bezin Shalmata, okay, did Shuvah. Bezin Shalmata doesn't accept, doesn't recognize any children, so we'll give him the Yonish Mix even 100 years later if we catch up with him. But over here you can't do it. If he gives Okana Tachton, you cannot make a Gemar Din now, because right now he's no longer in the state of a Bein, Sora Mora. Now he's Yotze Meshu Soviv. What kind of Aloch is that? That's what it says in the Mishnah. The image in Nigma Dina Barach, what happens if you ran away after the Bezin already made a Gemar Din? Then it's already a Gabra Kvila. Now she quotes from the Gemara, it's a Gabra Kvila already. He will not be off the hook for that. There's no din that he has to have a chaloshem bain soramor at the time of the kiyum ha'inish. It's a din in the gemar din. Bezna has the right to make the gemar din if at that time he's no longer a bain soramor. So the gemara derives from this mishnah the following din. Amar abchanina. We learned in a previous parak in Avin Mises, we learned the whole sugya about the din about b'nei noyach. That all the Yom Mitzvah, they don't have 613 mitzvahs, They have the basic Shreva mitzvahs, B'nai Merech, and another couple of mitzvahs, 10, 15 mitzvahs, they have a package these days. So one of the mitzvahs are B'nai Noach, and the Gemara says, Azarasam Zulim Mitzvahs, if the Nochri is in violation of one of the Shreva mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, so he gets a mitzvahs bezin. How much of a bezin do you need? So there's no requirement for a bezin of 23, and there's no requirement for two kosher of Eidim. The Gemara says, B'nai Noach is Merech, B'nai Echot, B'nai Echot, there's no halacha that requires that it should be Hasruo. What if he did the Aver B'Shogeg? So that's a question. Rashi wrote earlier that even if the Nochri does the Aver B'Shogeg, there's also Chayim. He said, that's very difficult. Why, if he did B'Shogeg, what does he deserve a punishment? So the Rambam writes, no, it doesn't mean, they don't need Asra, it doesn't mean if he violated the Aver B'Shogeg. The witness, you don't need witnesses, the one witness, the Eid Echol, who testifies that the Nochri violated the Aver, says, to the best of my knowledge, it looked to me like he did the Aver B'Mezid. They'll ask him, did you warn him Mishas Ma'aseh? No, he didn't warn him Mishas Ma'aseh. Did that mean that you have to give a Hasra? And that the Hasra has to be Torech Kedidiba to the Ma'aseh Aveira, because maybe Shem HaShochach, if he gave a Hasra before and then a few minutes go by, and then he does the Aveira, so you say maybe he forgot the Hasra, or you have to give another Hasra, that's only by Yisrael. But you have all these requirements, but it's the way to go out of your way to be Mahapach B'Schusa. So you need an explicit Hasra, everything has to be off in the rate. By the way, you don't have such a din of Yitzilo Eda, you have to be so much Mahapach B'Schusa, but still has to have done the Aver B'Mezit. So if the Eid Echot comes and he testifies, it looked to me that he ate the Eva Marachai B'Mezit. It looked to me that it was B'Mezit, a murder. It looked to me that he killed him B'Mezit. Even though there was no Hasra, so it'll be Chayv Nisa. So one of the dinim, one of the Averis that the Nochrim are Chayv Nisa for, as the Russians doing this, many times they violate an Asar, they're Chayv Nisa Bayos, sometimes Malkus, sometimes Agri Mises Bezin, sometimes neither, sometimes Kores, sometimes Misa B'Deish Maim, sometimes none of the above. Sometimes there's no Einish. Let's say a person talks Loshen Hara. There's no Malkus, and there's no Misa, and there's no, you don't have any punishment, even though it's an Aver Hamur. So we have it in Birchas Hashem. A Megadev, by Yost the Megadev, one is Mekalos Hashem, gets an Einish of Skima. This is one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, Ben Anerech also, Birchas Hashem, Kilulos Hashem, Salosh and Nikia. So you don't want to say Mekalos Hashem, it's going to say Mevarches Hashem, but it means the Heper. So Ben Anerech Shev Birchas Hashem, if a Nochri is Mekalo, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's Chayet Misa. Which Misa did the Ben Anerech get? So we have Arba Misa's Bezin, they only have Sayyid. The Gemara is going to say later on the Daf, the Gemara quotes, that 15 lines from the bottom of Yom, Tan de Bei Menashe, so it's called Misa Amur B'Bnei Noach, Ein Ela Chenik. There's one Tan who disagrees that they don't have the Arbi Mises Bezin, they always have Chenik. But we don't accept that opinion. We assume that they owe everything, all of the violations that the B'Nei Noach do, they get a Nainish of Saif. So here's a case. A Nochri was Mekalalas Hashem, for which he deserves the Einish of Saif, and then they didn't get a chance to punish him yet. Obviously there was no Hasra, I'll be Pashtus, there's no need for Asura, so why should they give Asura? So the fellow converts, he's Nizgayer. This Chevraman is Nizgayer. So what's the din? What should the din be? Do we still give him the punishment? Do we still give him the Sayyafana? So Tosis raises a question. What do you mean? Isn't there a din? Gershon is Gayer, Kotten Shanel Adami, that everything from the past is wiped off? So Tosis says, no, there is no such din. You see, even the whole Sukkot here, there is no such din. There is a Gemara in Yevamos on Daf the Taptais, of course. There is a Gemara in Yevamos Daf Mem Ches on the base, where the Tanoim have a dispute. Pligi Tanoim. Achlokes HaTanoim, they have a strange discussion. They notice that the Tkuvas HaTanoim, Mepneima Gerim Me'unim Bizman Hazeh. Why is it that the Gerim in the days of the Tanoim used to suffer more than the rest of the Jews? I know, in our generation, is that the case? That the Gerim suffer more than the rest of the Jews? Not sure. But the Tanoim perceived such a mitzvah. So there's a whole discussion. So one of the Tanoim says it must be because before they converted, they must have violated all the Yisurim. And now that they converted, so now the Bezin Shalmaila is getting even with them. They're punishing them for the Averis that they had violated before. And then the next Tanoim says, no, Gershon is Gar Katan Shanala Domi. The Bezin Shalmaila won't punish him for whatever he did in the past. It's gone and forgotten. So Tosis writes on the last line in the Tosis, that whole conversation there in Yevamos Daf Mem Ches, that's the Sugiv Geirus, if you blab Gemar, go through all the Hilchos Geirus there in Perek Achorbet. The whole discussion there is B'dinei Shamayim, Bezin Shalmaila. Why is it that Tanoim saw such a matzav that the Geirim used to suffer more than the regular Jews suffered. The Jews suffered at the hands of the Romans, and apparently those Romans who had converted to Judaism, they were angrier at them, so they suffered more at the hands of the Romans. Why they converted to Judaism? They're trying to wipe out the Jewish people, and here these Romans converted to become Jews. So the Tanoim had a discussion. So one Tana says, Rabbi Yossi says, it doesn't make sense that the Bezen Shlomailo should punish them for anything that they did before. And the other Tana says, he doesn't accept that reasoning. He gives a different reason. He says, doesn't accept that reasoning of Gershon is Gakot Shinoda. But as far as Bezen Shlomata is concerned, that absolutely has no shaykhus whatsoever. Gershon is Gakot Shinoda is a din in Kurva. That's the Gemara that we already had talking about in Mises, that if you have two brothers convert, so the din is that they're kosher leidus, even though two brothers together are posel leidus, or one brother to testify for against the other brother posel leidus, a posel in chumish, but if they originally were brothers as nochrim and then they converted, so I say Gershon is grak kot and shenol domi, it's not related to the brother anymore. And the Gemara says in Yevamos, with respect to leidus, they didn't even introduce a chumra mid rabbanon, they left it on a din derais. Where else do you say Gershon has got a cut and shenol? Take for example. No, but where do you say Gershon has got a cut and shenol? Where do you say cut and shenol? By Yerushin. Gershon has got, let's say, John Fitzgerald the first, and John Fitzgerald the second, and John Fitzgerald the third. A grandfather and a son and a grandson. Sure. So when he dies, he gets the Yerushin. When he dies, he gets the Yerushin. Akum is Yerushin, so it's right there. And one runs out from Sukkim. But what happens if one of them converts? So the Gemara said that's the end of the story. But now Torah, he doesn't get any Yerushim. He's not related to the former Kareim anymore. The Gemara says they made a Takanim the Rabbanon that the Ger should, if the Nochri dies, the Ger should still get the Yerushim because we're concerned if it'll be a lot of money, Shem Yachzel Asuro. He may decide to go back to his original Avodah Zarah religion in order to get the big Yerushim. So they made a takana the Rabbanon to discourage him from leaving the Jewish religion. So they said, mid the Rabbanon, he does get a Yerusha. Okay, but on the level of their right, so there is such a thing as a Gershon has got called Shinola Dom. Open a get to Kurim, let's say a brother and a sister are not permitted to marry. A mother and a son, a father and a daughter are not permitted to marry. So let's say they both converted, they were Nachman, they both converted. So the Gemara says on the level of their Reis, they're permitted to marry each other. But the Rabbanon, the Gemara gave two different reasons why we don't permit them to marry after they convert. But on the level of their Reis, he said, Gershon is Gakot Shinoda, not related to the Kroivim that they had before. Or the Raman quotes the original, the Raman writes by Kibud Aviyim. Let's say a Nochri converts, does he have an obligation to fulfill Kibud Aviyim towards his non-Jewish parents? So the Rambam implies, he doesn't spell everything out explicitly, and it's quoted in Yeruday like that. Min HaTorah, you say Gershon is Gakot Shinoda is not his father anymore. There is no din of Kibud Aviyim. Al Pidin, you can't have a relationship between a Yid and a Nachri. He's not his father. But Min the Rabbanon, the Rambam implies, Kideshe Lo Yom Abonim B'dusha Chamur, B'dusha Kavlo, you shouldn't say, oh, now that he converted, so now he's miserable. Now he doesn't treat the father nicely, he doesn't even come to visit, the sailor doesn't call on the telephone. Ganesh. So Kadesh Ali Rama Banam Dusha Hamad Dushka, they shouldn't think poorly of the Jewish religion, so you say with the Rabbanan that there is a chiyuv of Kibud Aviyim. So all the cases where you have Kot and Shinoda Damim, and again to Kravim Kosher Leidus, when again to Yerusha, when again to Gilei Arayis, whom you're allowed to marry, and when again to Kibud Aviyim, you only say Gershon is Kot and Shinoda Damim. If there was a kurva before, there was a relationship of Kravim, family relationship, then when someone is Nizgayer, so there's no longer any family relationship. They're not considered related. But you don't say, if the Nachri borrowed $500,000 in business, and then he converts, he doesn't have to pay back the money. Gershon has got caught in Shemel. He's a new person. He's still the same old person that he was before. And if he worshipped Avodah Zarah, he was Megadeth as Hashem or something, and we catch him now, we should still give him the punishment that he deserved from before. The Bezen Shalmata, Taisim says, there's no, that reasoning, Gershon has got caught in Shemel, does not apply to say that he's off the hook. That's the Bezen Shalmaila, Machlekes HaTanaim, and Yevamos. Rabbi Yossi thinks that as far as Bezen Shalmaila, punishing people, Gershon is Gakot Shinoda Domi, he did Tshuva helps also for Bezen Shalmaila. So if he was Nizgayer, so Rabbi Yossi holds that he's off the hook. And the other Tanaim even disagree over there. There's a famous incident in the days of the Bali Atesus. There was an Eshus Isha who was married, and she was Mizana with a Nochri. Sometime during the period of the Crusades, Azad had no Shaykhas but with the Nochri. So she was Mizana with a Nochri, probably to save her life. And so the din is that the husband has to divorce her. So the husband, she's a Saitar Sur al Baila, so the husband divorced. And then, lo and behold, with Asur al Baila, so the husband divorced her. And then the Nochri converted. Lo and behold, the Nochri converted. So the Shaila is now, Kishem Shah Sur al Baila Kach Asur al Baila, is she permitted to marry the Nochri now? So there was a big machlokes, because big machlokes have been in Tamil, and Yom Staka later. It's later here. I in Dalar on the base. The whole place was in the Taisus and Saita, the Taisus of Rosh and Saita. A big discussion. We'll have to learn an Ayin Dalar on the base. So within the Rabbeinu Tam, who said Mutter, so there are three versions as to why, what was the reason why there are. Shukhanati quote on the last page in Ebenezer. The last Simon in Ebenezer is about Saita, Saita Asur al-Bailo. So it says, Kishem Shasur al-Bal, Kach Asur al-Boyal. The woman who got divorced from her husband because she was Mizana Tachta Birotzen, she's the Saita Asur al-Bala Birotzen, so she's not allowed to marry the boyo. That's what the Rabbanim write. When you give a ptur to a woman who got divorced, so you're right, she's divorced. She's permitted to marry anybody other than a Kayan. And if you know that there was a case of a Saita, you're right, and she's not permitted to, she's permitted to marry anybody other than the boyo. You have to write down who the boyo is, but you have to write down she's permitted to marry anybody other than a kohen and other than the boil. So the shayla is over here. So here in the last page in Ebenezer, they quote the psak of the Rabbeinu Tam that if the Nochri is Mizgayer, he is permitted to marry the woman. But then you look in the Bir Agro, so the Bir Agro quotes three different explanations that the Rishonim gave. Why is she permitted to marry? So one of the explanations given by Rabbi Chilm Paris says because Gershon is Gar Kukot Lashon Aladam. So all the other Rishonim do not accept that. What kind of Kukot Lashon Aladam? What does that do with anything? What if Kukot Lashon Aladam wipes off the whole story from the past? He's not the boil. He is the boil. Kukot Lashon Aladam only applies if you have a brother and a sister, a father and a son. So there was a kurva. So wipes off kurvas. Wipes away the kurvas with respect to Kibbutz, with respect to Gilui Arayis, and with respect to Yerusha, and with respect to Kroidim Sulam later. It's a din in Hilchos Kroidim. But here there's no kurva, it's a dinner. The boil is not allowed to marry the Eshus Isha Zinsel. So that is not the generally accepted shot. We pass on like the Rabbeinu Tam in Shulchan Aruch, that the woman is permitted to marry the Nochri and his Geyer. But we don't really accept this reason of the Rabbeinu Chilm Paris. We accept the two other reasons. We accept one of the other reasons, either the Rabbeinu Tam or the Rosh, and two other reasons. So the, again, so our Gemara says that the Nochri did an Avera while he was a Nochri, so even though he converts, we're going to say, hey, he's not wonderful, Gershon, he's got Kavashin Eladam, we're still going to give him, the Bezna Shalmat is still going to give him the Yoinish that he deserves. The only question is, what Yoinish are we going to give him? Because by Yaz, the Megadifes Hashem is Beskilo. That's what it says in, what is it, the end of Parshas Emor. The Megadifes Hashem is Beskilo. And by Bnei Noach, the Megadifes Hashem is Besayach, because they don't have Dalad Mises Bezna, they only have Sayach. So how are we going to dan him? So he says, Amar Rab Chanina is going to prove it from our Mishnah. Benoach Shabirach Es Hashem, he was Mekadev, the Ahakaf and his Gayer, but the Bezmin cannot make a Gmadin. Why? Hol Benishtana Dinoi, Benishtana Bismi Sosa. So these are two things. What does it mean? Kodman, he was in the Rachri, you can be dan him be Eid Echod, be Dain Echod, u be Sayyid. But now that he's in his Gayer, so you can no longer be dan him be Eid Echod, be Dain Echod, u be Sayyid. He's not a Nochri anymore. So that's called Nishtana Dino. You have to be done him as a Yisrael. So, okay, so we'll say now he's a Yisrael. So you need a Bezna of 23. And we'll get two kosher Edom. There were two Jews watching. It's not going to help that there were one Nochri watching or there were two Nochri watching. Now that he's a Jew, you have to have a Bezna of 23 Rabbonim. We'll get two kosher Edom. Two kosher Edom will testify that he did the Avera. Yeah. They gave him a Yisrael. What's with that? So that's Rabbi Kivege quotes at Tesis. We'll see in a minute. Taisa talks about what happened to the Hasra. Taisa Sampayam and Pasha Pshat, there was no Hasra. Why do you say Pasha Pshat, there's no Hasra? Because there's a Machlaika Satanayim. If you just say, don't be Megadeth as Hashem, or we're going to give you the death penalty. And they don't specify which kind of death penalty. You give a Hasra Stam. You don't give a Hasra Mifuretis, which particular means. So that's a Machlaika Satanayim, where they need Hasra Mifuretis for the particular means. So Shaykh is a chaver. Okay, we pass the chaver tzarech hasro. Okay, let's say he was a gala and he knew he studied the Ratzkro. He knew Gemara. Allah, there are galochim who study Gemara. Yeah. But I'm going to say, no, Rabbi, there are Jews who don't study Gemara. There are galochim who study Gemara. Chaver, yeah. When we pass the chaver, does need us wrong. So that's going to be a problem over here. So we're going to see. So Nachum, what did we say? Chaver, in Ishtar and Adino, we can no longer be done him with Torah's Benach. We have to be done him with Torah's Yisroel. So what are we angling out to give him? Skilo. So how can you give him skila? Of an ishtanis misosa. At the time that he did the Aveira, he was not chayv skila. He was on the chayv side, which is much less than skila. So how can you give him now an oimish, which is much greater than the oimish that he deserved? I said, we'll give him that oimish, we'll give him the saif. No, it's a mitazazah. You cannot make a gmardin the saif on Israel, who is megavet as Hashem. There is a gmardin the saif. The saif is a retzeah. But this guy's Mishke Metzech is not for Nir Nidachas. He was Megadav as Hashem. So there is no such Gemar Din. A Bezman Shel Chof Gimel will make a Gemar Din on a Yid, L'Sayif, for having been Megadav as Hashem. It just doesn't fit in. So that's what he says. Hold in Ishtan Adino, he's no longer a Nachris, he can no longer be Dan HaMeteres Ben Noyach. So you have to be Dan HaMeteres Yisrael, so we'll make a Gemar Din L'Skilo. So he said, he can. At Bishas Maifim, when he did the Avera, he wasn't in the Schaib B'Skilo, he was only in the Schaib this life, which is less than skilo. So the Gemara says, name of Misaila, should I say that they support the Rav Chanina's position from this Mishnah? That it says in our Mishnah, Baruch HaShulah Nigman Dinoi, Brachak HaChikim Zalkan HaTach Ben Potter, we cannot make a Gemar Din. The Mishnah says, if Mishnah Nigman Dinoi, Baruch HaChikim Zalkan HaTach Ben Potter, if the Gemar Din is Gavak Tila, but before Gemar Din. So the Bezdin cannot make a Gemar Din if he's already HaChikim Zalkan HaTach Ben Potter. Why not? Because how can you make a Gemar Din on a person? We hereby declare you are a Ben Zormor, but Hikib Zalkan HaTachtin is not a Ben. He's not Bishus Obiv anymore. So you see from our Mishnah, this Klal of Rav Chanina, you cannot make a Gemar Din on a person who is no longer in the same Matzav that he was before. Like you can't, Rav Chanina is assuming you cannot make a Gemar Din on the Yiv that is Chayiv Sayyid for being Mevarach Es Hashem. That's his Svar. Rav Chanina doesn't have a pasuk. He knows mitzvah svar. Hol v'nishtan adima. You cannot. The first half of Rav Chanina. You cannot make a gemar din l'sayif on a yid for having. You can make a gemar din l'sayif on a yid for being anshir and idachas or a teach. But there's no such thing as a gemar din l'sayif on a yid because of mevarach es Hashem. But at the time when he did the avera, that did make sense. Now it's incongruous. But at the time in the ma'isa avera, it did make sense. So the Gemara says, name him misayil. You see from our Mishnah, you cannot make. Even though at the time that he did the Aveira of the Ben Sora Mora, we would have been able to make a Gemar Din, but he was Barach, he ran away, he can't make a Gemar Din Shalom Bifnei Baldin. By the time you catch him, he's already Hikim Zalkan HaTachton. Hikim Zalkan HaTachton is no longer called the Ben Sora Mora. So now it's Mishtan Adino, we cannot make a Gemar Din now on this person. We cannot say, you are a Ben Sora Mora. No, he's Nishke Ben Sora Mora, he's Ben Velayav. He's Yotzim Mishu Sobiv now. So that's what the Gemara says, name a Misraela. Should I say that our Mishnah support to the first half of what Rav Chanina said, that the Bezin cannot make a Gemar Din now on a person, even though B'Shaita, when he did the Maisa Avera, he would have been able to make a Gemar Din. But due to a change in his circumstance, that Gemar Din is incongruous now. So that's what it says in our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, my time, or what's the reason why the Mishnah says Potter? It's not a Gzeres HaKosu, it's a Svara. La Mishnah Minu Ho B'Ishtani Ishtani. See from the Mishnah, because he's no longer a Ben Sora Mar. He's Yotzim Mishu Sora. He cannot make a Gemar Din. So it's the same, in Reb Chanina's case. He cannot make a Gemar Din on Yisrael that he's Chayiv Sayiv from the God of his Hashem. That's an incongruous Gemar Din. So the Gemara says, Loi, it's not necessarily a proof to Reb Chanina's Din. Shiny Hacha, maybe our case is worse. Maybe only in our case he saves Tanis. Why? The Yavad Hashto, if he would have done the Avera now, La Baktalahu, by the Megadeth Hashem, when he was a Nachri, it's one of the Sheva Mitzvahs been enough that the given Einish Misla, by Yisrael, Megadeth Hashem is also an Isser. So all along the Isser is going to be Kayam. The Isser is still going to be Noy. Only here, by Hikib Zokan HaTachtam, before the Gemar Din, now the whole Avera of L'Soch L'Aladam, the whole Avera Ben Sarmor is not Shaykh to violate at this stage. So that's what the Gemara's Taina is. It sounds like it's a good Hachachet, that you cannot make a Gemar Din now on a person if it doesn't fit. Even though B'Shaito, the Avera, with that Reinish all made sense. But now, 3 months later, it doesn't fit anymore. The Lechor, it sounds the same as a Machanina, but our case in the Mishnah is more extreme. Maybe over here, the Yavin Hashta, Labak, Talah, at all, the whole Avera doesn't apply over here. So maybe in the case of Reb Chanina, maybe we would give the Yoinish. Maybe we would give the Yoinish Misa. So it's not a foolproof. So then the Gemara says, well, Toshma from the Sefer. From the Sefer, you see that if they already made a Gemar Din, he gives up an Atachta, you do give the Yoinish Misa. So why don't you say over there, well, the Ishtani, Ishtani? Very strange, it's very schwer. I mean, what does Gemara think the Chiluk between the Reisha and the Sefer? Gemara thought somehow that doesn't the Sefer seem to indicate that there is no Dina Mishtani? Gemara says no, because Gabar Ketil, that's how Rashi wrote on the Mishnah right away. Very strange, what the Havmin of the Gemara was. So that's a problem. So you have Rab Chanina's memory, and Rab Chanina is saying that it's the same as the Mishnah. The Gemara says it was a Mokam Lachavi. Maybe the Mishtani and the Mishnah is stronger than Rab Chanina's case, because in the Mishnah, after he gives up an Avtachton, he's not in the Parsha Ben Zorah Mara at all, as opposed to the Birchas Hashem, which is an Aver both for Nochrim and for Yisraelim, except that the Onshim are slightly different, the way where you give. The Bezdin is different, the Edom are different, Hasroah, a couple of details are different, but basically the Aver applies before and after. So you can dingzach, you can say that Rab Chanina's din doesn't necessarily follow 100% from our Mishnah. That's how the Gemara suggests. The Gemara says, well, Toshma, let's try to discover some more sources. So the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Somehow the Gemara is going to assume that this Braisa is such a Braisa, a Tiko, that everybody's masking. The Gemara is going to assume as if this Braisa, Bein L'Rav Shimon, Bein L'Rav Bonon, all the time. So, Aretzeach is Chayv Misa. Arbol HaShishish is Chayv Misa. That's one of the Shema Mitzvahs Ben Inoyach. And Azarasim, Zuyim Misosim. And the other that he violates.
Ich habe mir das nicht gesagt, 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 ich sie waschen an auf den Admir, die sie waschen, wer in der Chosche schiebt, die Wörste, hier auf dem Maslicht, jetzt ist sie noch in der Bar, die wird gemacht, was ich umhund. Eine Bar, die wird gemacht, was ich umhund, dann wirf mir für die Liebste, sie sitzt, ach, eine Bar, die wird gemacht, was ich wusste, sie nicht, dass sie der Wesse. Er kommt, die Pässe, schorf, die Pässe, die Dien, die Lüche, die Pässe, 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 Ich habe mich nicht mehr mit dem Mann, der jetzt mit Zeit ist, nicht mehr mit dem Mann. Ich habe mich nicht mehr mit dem Mann, der jetzt mit dem Mann. Ich habe mich gerade mit dem Mann, ich habe mich nicht mehr mit dem Mann, ich habe mich nicht mehr mit dem Mann. Ich habe mich nicht mehr mit dem Mann, ich habe mich nicht mehr mit dem Mann. Ich habe mich nicht mehr mit dem Mann, ich habe mich nicht mehr mit dem Mann. Ich habe mich nicht mehr mit dem Mann. Oh, mir hat mich jetzt über alle Lampen, das ist es. Ich bin in dem Bericht. Oh, fein, oh, mir ist gewagt, dass ich fisse. Ich habe mich größt an, sie hat sich fisse, dass sie wissen, ich habe alles nie mehr hat, okay. Größe, dass sie das Kaffee für die Rissen, ich liebe es. Ich schmacht, dass sie, ja, sie. Da bin ich auch sich auch, was ich nehme. Ich habe mich größt, dass sie, 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 dass
Oh, shit, I'm a shark, I was missing.
ist auf Zimna. Schau, wie gepäst es ein Hedrichen wird. Was, ja, auf mein Jäger, ich habe hier noch Zeit. Oh, es ist nicht so, du magst nicht, du 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 nicht, Sie waschen sich das auch
Number 40.
Or is any nachmer here? Or is any nachmer there? Or is any bit of an ori? Oh, an ori, yeah, that's a leaf, it's a good, 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 it's I'm not going to be able to do this.
I'm going to go to the house.
Also sie nicht hören in der Befehl nicht. Also sie nicht, weil sie dann auch noch nicht. Ich habe gesagt, so ist es nicht geschehen, aber wo sind sie schön? Auf ihr ist das, so ist es nicht geschehen, aber sie schön. Und ich sage, das ist so, um aber anders ist schön. Ich habe gesagt, das ist mir atmas, auf ihr ist das mir atmas, auf ihr ist das mir atmas. Ich habe gesagt, das ist mir atmas, das ist mir atmas, das ist mir atmas. Ich habe gesagt, das ist mir atmas. Es ist mir atmas, das ist mir atmas.
Ich habe mich nicht mehr geschickt.
liefst niet, dan ik ben aan mij, die hoef je ze niet eens te zetten. Zo, dat is echt. Hallo mori mo vilish ve venat de kavo ich lob auf am nas mach ich in ach ne dam gegen mir so mach nicht die as ne dam gegen mir ist hört nicht die lange so sich nur die as pers die schief sich ja lob zum no so ihr kann das in ach ne dam mach am zum ihr as mach gere auf ihr slits mit sag die wir wollen das ist kein mo sehr sit up schack hat mir from the am nas mach ich das geschen warum mach aber
Sie machen sich was zu ihm, und ich schaße für Agam, sie in der Wurst.
nachmesh, as er hagen zu schreie und lebe. Auf die Nesse nicht nachmesh. Ja, und er fehlt die Schinde, und jeden sie doch. Sie im Heachiv, du, wie haben sie, wo du wisse. Reizel, Lord, wie hasch ich mit dir an der Ehe, weil ich... Wusch, der Sie im Heachiv, ich habe nicht lebe. Wie es in Jesu, genau, wie es in Nacht. Ja, aber ich habe schon kaum gehört. Ja, ich frage sie nicht. Ja, Sie im Heachiv, Sie mir achos in der Dinge, sie mir achib du han mir da red du ich mir denn das hört mich ich han. Aber sie ja und du ich was so im alle mir han das leg. Aber sie mir ich so sie so strams in den Armen legen sie sich auf sie mit mir nach sie da. Ich mach du ich direkt nach das nicht in der Zelt der mit der nächsten Monat wird wieder. Aber was sagt das haben die der Kopf. Der Kopf sagt das Kopf der Kopf Ja, mir soll schön machen, so wisst ihr das. Ihr habt sie da so wisst ihr, wenn das der wisst ihr gut, das hat mal schön machen, das hat mir halt noch. Es ist schon die Frage, was sagst du zu mir? Schau, das hat das mal. Das soll die ihr ganz neu schirt da in Libyen. Ja, wird mir an die Arfische, jo. Ihr kann not mir an das Gisch. Az ich ist sich jede Tag sie macht sich ist sich laut so wie Johanna. Ihr kann das mir. Oh, I was seeing, Sie nach ihm, du behind, du wie das auch, wie das ihm schön an einem Weg nicht ist. Hört auf! Ja, ich seh lieb, sie kann doch, sie ist sich erlaubt, sie hoch, sie auch als hoch. Oh, oh, sie mir wach sich erlaubt, du. Oh, du kann das sich auch, aber ihr wach sich hier, schön, ob sie ist, das Jahr, wenn du fremdest. Was sie ihm schön, und es nur auf, du weißt, wann ich auch, oder wer, wann ich auch, du bist, wofür war ihm, denn? Wer, bei dem Gauten gewalt, dass sie ihm wach sich, der war ein Lied, am Gehirn nicht. Hier, sie war, da war sie, am Lied, am Gehirn, da war sie, auch schon selbst, wenn ich hasse. She is not a little bit of 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 a